Aiden Blood, Hunter Reisman, Lance Hamlin, Paul Parmley. Come up here and sit up front, please. Go ahead, sit from there. I'm a pacer, so I'm going back and forth, but I got to come back to my notes here, okay? Yesterday, St. Mary's High School graduated 54 seniors. We have four of those seniors here today. I would like the parents of each senior to stand up. And now, the extended families of those seniors, please stand up. These are families that came in from out of state, from in-state, from Missouri and Kansas, to show their support and encouragement for these seniors. Pastor Lynn gave us 15, 20 minutes to do this little recognition. However, I told him yesterday that he may not have to preach because it's going to be hard to follow the words of encouragement that these boys get today. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the parents come up and say a brief word of encouragement. Some parents have asked their family members to do it. Oh, family members, you can sit down. Sorry. And then we have a small gift for each of the boys, and then we're going to pray over them. As Sharon was saying in the song, of these are blessings. These are next generation. So we want to bless them. We want to encourage them. We want to keep them in a prayer. So since we only have 15, 20 minutes, we're going to start. Aiden, Robin. Aiden, you can stay seated, okay?
First of all, Aiden, I am proud of you and your hard work. You have made my job of being a mom much easier. You're always helpful and thoughtful, and I'm thankful for that. God has given you strength, and you are a man of great potential. And you're a man of great potential. You have not been overlooked or underestimated by God. You are a pursuer of truth. Your patience and wisdom bring stability in times of chaos. Colossians 1, 9 and 10 says, "We do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." And I just pray that God blesses you in your future and that you are equipped for the times that we're in, and that God has given you the ability to hear his voice. And I'm thankful for you, and I'm very proud of your hard work.
Need two people in the sanctuary to just give words of encouragement to Aiden, of what words of encouragement or what he meant to you since he's been here. Just two people. Don't be shy. All right. People are going to be shy, Aiden. I'm sorry. Aiden, I'll give a few words here. Sharon, go ahead. Amen. Go ahead. Last one.
I don't know about since he's been here in the church, but I know since he's been here on earth.
Good. And I first known you when you started playing soccer as a freshman. Awesome on the soccer field. Your goals took you somewhere else off that soccer field during high school. If you notice on the slideshow, Aiden's going to nursing. He's already have his CNA. He's already started there. Aiden, you're going to do well in nursing. Be passion for those patients. Have compassion for those patients. They need it. So thank you. Thank you. Hunter. Bonnie, you can go ahead and start making up here. Hunter's family could not make it, but they did send a word, letter of encouragement that they wanted me to read, and then I'll say a few words and then turn it over to Bonnie. Hunter's family says, our family moved here November 2019. Hunter was a freshman. And when he was told of the family decision, he was so mad at us for moving out of state, being uprooted from everything he had ever known as a child. The first couple of months were the worst for him. Freshman year is hard, trying to find your voice, new school, missing friends, and being bullied. He eventually found his voice, his group of friends, or as what we like to call family. With that said, graduation is an exciting time. It is both an ending and a beginning. It is fond memories of the past and big dreams for the future. So never stop dreaming for the future. Enjoy and embrace the next phase for all four of you. Dan and your mom are so very proud of all you and have enjoyed having Paul and Lance at our home many occasions, as you have with Hunter. Thank you for the other parents and the congregation for embracing and welcoming our son, and we apologize for not being here today as they have family in. So, Hunter, I asked your mom and dad yesterday if I could speak for a few words of encouragement for you. Spoons. You're a strange duck. But God has made you wonderful. As it says in Psalms 139:14, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hunter, you are wonderfully made. You are a creation of Christ. You have become a great friend to my son, and for that I cannot thank you enough. Although I did wonder if you two would get in trouble for some of those bonfires. Hunter, you have been over to our house so frequently that you have become son number three to us. You are a joy. Son number two is Lance, by the way. When you open your first restaurant, let Teresa and I know, and we will be there along with all your friends. You are prayed for frequently. Stay in Christ. Be you. I'm going to turn it over to Bonnie now.
The first time I met Hunter, my husband and I had gone to Pizza Factory right after church, and he was sitting with Paul and Lance. And I was asking them what they were doing, and they were going to go to soccer practice or something. And so I asked Hunter if he was going. He says, and the boy spoke up and said, no, he's going to work. So I helped Judy Dundas in the kitchen on Wednesday nights, and then I noticed Hunter because I'd met him now and was watching him coming to the youth group. And I also noticed him, that the little kids really hung on to him, loved to play with him, hop on him, drag him. for some reason, Hunter, children really love you. And I noticed that quality in you, that you're real patient with them, and you work and you play with them, and you seem to enjoy being with them. And Irene is our women's ministry, Irene Royal. And she had a tree at Christmas time, and she had all your youth group's name on the tree. And because I just met you, Hunter, and the Lord put you on my heart, a real love for you. And so I took your name, and I've been praying for you ever since. And one Wednesday night, I asked Hunter what kind of work he did, and he said he worked at the school, mowing the lawns and stuff, and I've been looking for somebody to mow my lawn. And I said, but you're probably too busy to mow my lawn. He said, oh, no, I can do that on Saturday. So he started coming home and mowing my lawn for me. And then I think the second time he was there, I said, I'm sure glad your mom and dad taught you to work. And he just smiled and said, I'm glad they did too. But he's a hard worker there when he says he's going to be there, and he does a really good job. So, Hunter, I just thank you. I'm just so thankful the Lord brought you into my life. And since I don't see my grandsons hardly ever, I've adopted you as my grandson. Is that all right? Okay. And so, anyway, I just want to know that I pray for you daily, and you'll always be in my prayers. And you keep reading God's word. And as Cameron spoke out earlier, that pray and read his word and be obedient. And even when you don't understand stuff in your word and maybe some things seem kind of boring to you, just keep reading. And God will, just ask God to help you to understand what you're reading. And God will bless you and keep you.
Would anybody from the church like to give words of encouragement to Hunter? Anybody else? We move on to Ben. Lance, Ben, Elise, you would come forward. Lance, it's your turn. As Ben and Elise are coming forward, if you notice at the slideshow, just a few pictures when they were young and future goals with what they're doing. So, Ben.
Lance, you have amazing fans in your parents. We've always been your biggest fan. I'll never forget as a four-year-old, Lance slide tackled another kid in soccer as a four-year-old. As a dad, I was just the most proud of that. Just... these other little kids could barely run and barely kick the ball, and Lance just from behind came up and just took that ball away. The poor kid went tumbling. Lance's coach was this big 6'8" guy. He went running out onto the field, picked up that little kid, stood him back on his feet again, and like, Lance, dude, you cannot slide tackle in soccer until high school. And I mean, that just described Lance as a kid growing up. Just full blast with everything. Full blast. That was just, I'll never forget that. That was pretty amazing. But yes, Lance, we are your biggest fans and love you deeply. I truly, in thinking of all of the people I know, I don't know another person with as much faith. Truly, truly. You are always the smallest kid on the field, the smallest kid on the court, and you always played your heart out. Always. It didn't matter if they shoved you down. Another awesome memory of Lance is as a freshman in high school playing soccer. The defenders were, like, Lance was up to their armpits. Lance was up to their armpits, and they were wider than Lance. And so Lance would be around him like a mosquito, trying to get the ball past him to score. And at first, their elbow would come out just a little away from their body, which, you know, that's probably not quite right, but it was never called when the elbow came out to push Lance away. But then the hand came out just a little to shove Lance away, to keep, you know, Lance from scoring. And then Lance would just get shoved down the third time that Lance kind of, like, came back at him to score. And then the whistle would blow and Lance would get a penalty kick or a free kick, whatever. But those memories will stick with me forever, because that just describes Lance to a T. In basketball, too, you know, there's always that little buzzing mosquito around on defense keeping the basketball from getting into the rim. So those are awesome, awesome memories. So Lance, don't complicate your faith. Love God with all of your life, with all of your heart, with all of your mind. Love your neighbor. Help those in need. Walk in the Spirit. Remember that just a tiny bit of faith moves mountains. And you have a ton more faith than that. And always, always, always remember that God is good. He has always been faithful all of your life and will always be faithful for the rest of your life. We love you.
When I think of Lance, I think of joy. Sorry I'm crying, but he's so full of joy in life. He's brought so much laughter to my life. He's just hilarious. He's hilarious. But I just want to pray this blessing of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Christ, and he will direct your paths. So thank you for all the laughs. Don't forget to text me, okay?
So we are in the sanctuary congregation, we'd like to speak a few words of encouragement for Lance.
Probably about
So the final one is Paul. Teresa, come forward. Shane. I'm going to let Shane say a few words, and then Teresa, and then me, and then Shane, you can't preach. Okay, you can't preach.
I know all four of these guys, and I've known Aiden probably the longest, and Aiden, I want to tell you this morning that you are never alone or forgotten, and you care deeply, and just as Jade said, people know that you care deeply, and the gifts and abilities he's given you are to show his love, and you do that in an amazing way. Hunter, when you started coming to the youth group and Irene and I met you, we both went home and said, there is something on this guy. You have incredible value in the Lord's eyes. And I don't know what your future holds, but know that he smiles on you and gets excited about you. And you're an amazing man. Lance, the picture that I got for you was somebody tethered to the ship. And storms rage, but a sailor, they can even fall overboard, but can be saved because they've tethered themselves to the ship. And I believe you've done that with the Lord Jesus, no matter what the storm is. And I just honor you. Thank you as an example to my kids as well for that. Paul and I have been spending a lot of time together, and Paul, it's been a joy and an honor to watch you grow in stature and in character and in your relationship with God. I've enjoyed and been challenged myself by our conversations together. I'm excited to see what God has in store for your future. You are a forever student. Continue to ask questions and seek the heart of God. And this is something I want to say to Paul, but to all of you as well. As you move forward, you will receive information from everywhere. Your ability to navigate the rest of your life successfully will be based on how you define each moment. The Creator of all things has given us His Word, the Bible, to decipher all of life. It is the net or the filter by which all things must be defined. You have survived an intense portion of your life's course, and I do mean survived because some have not. It is the grace of God and your surrender to it that has determined how you have stepped out of this season in your life. It is the goodness of God and your surrender to it that has determined the scars you now carry with you. It's all right. Every soldier comes away with dents in his armor, bumps, bruises, and scars. And make no mistake, you are in a war. Whether or not you live with trauma from the battles you've faced up to this point and how you will handle the battles ahead will be largely determined by how you position yourself before the Word of God. Do not let life define you, but the Creator of it. Do not let circumstances define you, but the one who longs to carry you through it. Do not let hurt define you, but the one who was willing to be mocked, beaten, and killed because of his great love for you. For God so loved you that he gave his only one from the Father, there is no other, his Son, that if you will believe in him, you will not be consumed by this life, but experience real, true life for all of eternity, and it can start now. That's what God's word says. I'm sure you haven't heard it that way before, but maybe in different words. So how about this? I'll show up and take care of you as I promised and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you a future and a hope for when you call on me, you will come and pray to me. I'll listen when you come looking for me. You'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. This is God's decree. As I got to this point in writing this address to you, I felt a stirring in my heart and had no passage of scripture that jumped out to me or satisfied what I was sensing. And then I realized that he wanted to speak to you directly, all four of you. There is nothing more I can say. Right now, the God of the universe wishes to speak to you. So I would like to pray for you, and then I will get out of the way. Listen to his voice. Develop ears that can hear what his spirit is saying. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these young men, for the way you have lived and carried them this far. Bless them now with the greatest gift that ever has been and ever will be, your presence, and be glorified, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Paul, I did cry yesterday. I'm going to cry now. We celebrated your graduation yesterday, and it was an awesome day. Watching you and your friends rejoice in accomplishing high school and moving towards the next chapter in life. This past year hasn't been easy for us as a family. Mom's surgery, the house flooding, homicide, your parents' worry as you traveled cross-country by driving. However, one thing we always relied on was Christ in each other. The song that has been my theme song for the past year is I Speak Jesus. The lyrics read, I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Because your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. However, recently I was listening to the song Yes, He Can by Kane. These words are meant for you. Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me? Again and again, but when I look back. Because sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I've fallen too far from his hands, but I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can. Paul, I want to reread these verses to you. Sometimes, Paul, you will wonder, is he faithful? Does he see Paul in trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes, Paul, you will question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save you? Because sometimes those voices try to tell you, Paul, you are forgotten. And Paul, you have fallen too far from his hands. But Paul, you know what kind of God he is. And Paul, you are trusting in his promises. Paul, you are believing, and Paul, you are singing. Yes, he can, because Christ moved every mountain, and he parted every sea. Christ defeated the darkness. He delivered Paul. Yes, he did, so yes, he can. Paul, have fun in life and your career. Maintain the maturity you have shown in life. Be successful, but do not be afraid to fail, as those failures make you stronger. Have love, joy, respect, and always show kindness to others. Listen to others, but be your own person. Lean on Christ as you move through life. Let him be your foundation. Your mom and I will be thanking and praying for you, and always a phone call or a text away. Paul, you are an awesome young man. When we moved here, you were shy and quiet, as the church knows. I know you broke out of that shy and quiet shell. He sly tackles because Lance taught him. We do not know the big picture of why we came here at St. Mary's, but I do know that revolved around your spiritual walk with Christ. God knew the big picture then, and he knows the big picture now. He will always give you the daily snapshot. Pray, renew your heart daily with Christ. Lean on him as your foundation. Before my dad died, as you know, Paul's the third. So he's the third in line for this name, Jerry Paul Parmley. My dad died, but before he died, he preached to the youth group, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. However, Paul, I wanted to leave you with a scripture I love to dislike, because I'm still trying to understand how you can have joy in trials. James 1:2-5. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, and gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Paul, you are loved unconditionally. Paul, my sweet boy, you are loved. Members of the congregation, members of this church, this is our generation. This is our future. We need to lift them up in prayer every day. Katie, boys, we have a small gift for you, all four of you. It's just a small token of our love for you. Church, they all receive Bibles. Gentlemen, read those Bibles daily. Mark them up. Stand with God, for God, in your heart, and in your walk with God, in your walk in life. Church, we're going to pray for these young men. I'm not going to ask you to come up and lay hands on them. Just reach out your hand to them. We're going to bless them. We're going to encourage them. Heavenly Father, as we see these four graduates walk out of these doors into their lives, some earlier than others, as they go to college, as they go to work, we lift them up to you for your will to be done in their lives. Let them continually renew their heart on a daily basis. Let them seek you. Let them find you. And when they need help, when they're in trouble, that they can come to you, their Heavenly Father. Because they each of them know they can come to their earthly parents, but let them be able to come to you. Whatever you have in store for these young men, let it be shown to them, even in those daily snapshots of life you give us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.